All right. So today you are on a call on how to create a mastermind, a 5-day masterclass, a 5-day challenge, and all the above. It's something that you want to do somewhere in your business to either market your business, to get folks to come in, like I like to say, at the top of that funnel, you know, where they can tap in for free and kind of see what you're about, or you can actually create it somewhere further down in the funnel and charge for it. So, I don't know about you, but I like to see some things. If I can see something, it's like, okay, now I know what that means. I know now how to do that. So it can be at all different price points, I guess, is what I want to say to start with. It doesn't have to be a free one. It doesn't have to be a $10,000 a year mastermind. It can be anywhere in between there. And for some of us that have been kind of in this coaching realm for a while, I've seen masterminds as high as $25,000 a year. Has anybody else seen one that expensive? I've seen yeah. $25,000. I've seen a lot of $10,000 ones. That seems to be common. And the $5,000 or $6,000, that seems to be pretty common. And oftentimes that's going to be the person's big ticket when they put together their funnel on getting folks to join their organization or to tap into what they have to offer. Oftentimes their mastermind is kind of their big one. And I have a gal right now, she just put out there that she's looking for 12 people. See, so she's making it that scarcity, like, you know, if you want in, you got to be one of the 12 or you're not going to get in. And then I'm closing it out for this time around. And so that's how she is marketing hers, is that she's only taking the first 12. So anyway, I want to share my screen just to show you some examples, if I can. And let's see if I can find my examples here. I'm looking to see if I had opened one up. Bear with me a moment. It takes a minute. All right, this is my actual calendar, and I have over here my task list, my to-do list, and so I just want to show you one. This is one that I really like. Oops, says can't reach. I guess maybe she's taken that one down. So that's just it. Sometimes they take them down after their event. So here is one, and she's doing this one like... I don't know. Hers is going to be a 45-minute class. So she's doing this like a master class. And so it's free 45-minute class. So you see she's using this one at the top of her funnel to get folks to tap in, to get to know, like, and trust her. And it's 4 steps for building a follow-worthy blog that makes $5,000 per month. So this is just a master class. And so even if you're starting from scratch and don't have an audience online right now, save my seat. So you see... Again, when she puts this together, it's how she wants her audience to feel. And look at this. She shows the laptop on the pillow in bed. So she's showing that you can do this from bed. You can do this sitting on your bed. You don't have to get up, put on your face, go to work. See, she's trying to let you know how she wants her audience to feel by the background of her pictures. The whole thing is going to come together. Okay. So now as you scroll down here, she's giving herself, you know, some kudos as seen in these places. Okay. And then when you come on down, she's now going to try to reel you in. Here's a fact. Blogging is more important than ever. Yes. Even in the age of Instagram and TikTok. And now she's going to start down that path on what it is that you're going to get when you sign up for her masterclass. So here's why. You can stop fighting social media. A blog puts your income in your control. When you follow her strategies, a blog can double or even triple the income that you can make on social media. So she's talking about how to monetize your blog. So this isn't a class full of fluff or an hour you'll never get back, promise. Think of it like a college class that you received for free. So see, she's setting the stage on what you're going to get. So now she is telling you to grab your iced coffee, get prepared to learn. Again, she's trying to give you that relaxed feeling, you know, get your coffee, you know, 4 reasons why, what a reader avatar is, her 3-step process, the best way to grow it, how to turn a reader into an email list subscriber. And then she actually, and I'm sure Canva is her best friend, she has now created these products so that you can actually see the products. Okay, you can actually see after you tap that Save My Seat button, I'll send you a free successful blogging workbook. See, so now she's showing you the pages of the workbook. So this is just her landing page. It's how she is inviting you and she's sending you over to her landing page. This can be an actual funnel. And I think, Linda, your program has funnels built right into your actual website platform. If you don't have that, it can be a page on your website. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. A landing page is just a website page where you're going to send your folks to. It doesn't have to be some big expensive funnel. And a lot of people think, oh, I can't afford that. I need somebody to create it for me. You can duplicate what you see out there. You can duplicate this one right here. You can make this right on your website. Just make it a hidden page on your website. And then see up here, this is the URL. That's her URL that she then can put under a Bitly. Does everybody know what Bitly is? Do I have anybody that does not know what Bitly is? Yes? Everybody know? No? Linda, do you know what Bitly is? Yep. Okay. So see how long this is with all these, you know, she's got the whole alphabet in there. It's kind of what her program assigns the URL for this page. You can take that over to Bitly and you can make it a little short link. And that's the link that you're going to advertise across your social media or wherever you want to advertise this. And when people click on that Bitly link, it'll automatically come to this page. So you can do this in your website. You don't have to have a whole separate, you know, thing. You can actually do this right in your website. So anyway, now see, she's sharing what people have said. See, now she's giving herself some credibility because people are saying, I just did it. And this is how successful this has been for me. And you see, she's got several. I don't know about you, but when you go to social media and somebody asks a question, do you catch yourself reading the thread, the good, the bad, and the ugly? You want to know, okay, what does everybody else think about? That's what she's doing here. See, she's letting you know what other folks have thought about her masterclass. That's what she's doing it, with the attempt of you going, everybody's loving it. I think I'll do it. Okay. And look here, she's hit 13,000 unique visitors. So here, meet your educator. Now she's telling a little bit about herself. And the only thing, my only critique, I guess, on hers is sometimes when you're reading this on your phone, or if you're in a bright light on your phone, or if you can't see, if you're old like me, sometimes some of these fancy scripts are harder to read. And I have a tendency to stay away from the fancy scripts when I'm creating something. I have a tendency to go more with this, with the block type script. So that's the only critique that I would have, but I get it. She's creative. I get it. And so, hi, I'm Christina. I can read that on my laptop. And so now, see, she's talking about you'll finally be able to take the trips. No bosses to ask permission, no dress code, no caps on your income. You see where she's, again, she's trying. You see the different ways she's tried to appeal to you. And again, she's using this as her sales funnel. Now, when we get to the bottom, it may tell us what funnel she's using. Or you could do it right on your website. But she is trying to appeal to you. First of all, she's telling you what you get. Then she's telling you all the people with their success. Now she's telling you all the things, see, that you don't have to worry about. No bosses, no dress code. So she's talking all about this masterclass. And so now, are you ready to see? Again, here's Save My Seat. And down here at the bottom, this one was created in 2021. All rights are reserved, so you can't copy. But you can certainly use hers as an example on how to put together your landing page. And so that's all it is. It's just a landing page. And so this, all rights are reserved here. So just keep that in mind. She's got a little copyright thing there. And I'm going to scroll back up just so you can see it. Her colors are good. They're not real bold. Again, your colors might be more bold. If you remember, my website, my blog and everything has that red. So if I did a landing page, I would use that same shade of red because I want my folks, if they decide to say, well, who is this Kathy Benner? And they decide to click over on my website or on my blog, if that's where they found the link, I would want them to feel the branding. You know, that, oh, this is Kathy's because it's her colors. Even if they don't actually recognize that, Externally, they do internally. They just get a feeling that there's some continuity there. My guess is if you would click over on this gal's website, you would see some of these same colors. If you would click over onto her actual blog, you would see some of these same colors. My guess is this is part of her branding. Okay. So questions or comments about this? What is it that you liked about it? And what is it that would turn you off? So anyone, just jump in. What is the one of the things that you like about it? And what is one of the things that maybe you didn't like about it?
I had one comment. I agree with you on the fonts. I think you have to really watch and make sure whether they're legible, because communication doesn't occur if you can't read it. And partway down, maybe a quarter, halfway down, when she said, "You deserve these #," it looked like wings. I'm like, what is she saying here? A little further. There, right there. You deserve #town wings like these. I'm like, what? So that's an S. So yeah, it's very pretty, but you don't want your reader to have to struggle like that.
Yes, it's hard to tell what that even says.
Yeah.
Yep, I get it. Yep. So fonts are important. Yes, Debbie.
I have to admit, I did do this back when she started advertising this, just to see what she was talking about. But everything that Linda said about, especially right there, it's, you know, there's too many different words you could come up with other than what she's really talking about. And now that you were going through this, I can see the things that caught my eye back then, but what I'm catching now is, after seeing it, some of these I would not agree with. These whatever you call it, they're what the with the subscribers.
Her testimonials, you mean? What some of the testimonials are? Okay.
Yes. Boy, I'm a little off today. So, you know, I can kind of go either way with some of what their testimonies are. But, and believe it or not, during the entire 45 minutes, she is upselling you. Mm-hmm. The whole time. It's not good information and then blasting at the end. It's throughout the whole thing. So,
all right. So here's what I hear Debbie saying. Debbie says she actually took this 45-minute masterclass and the whole thing turned into an infomercial. It was not, she didn't get tons of value up front and then an up pitch or an upsell or an infomercial at the last third or the last quarter. It was the entire 45-minute masterclass. So that's where, as a consumer, we can say, note to self, don't do that. Because right. That's kind of a turnoff. And I get it. It's a kind of a turnoff to me too. So when she's saying, I have all of these amazing things that you're going to get, you at least want to feel like you've gotten some of those amazing things before she tries to twist your arm, so to speak, to buy something. And right. And again, now, for a course that, let me just ask you this, Debbie, did you actually go through and purchase the course after that?
No.
And do you know why, or you just wasn't in the, did you want to and just decided not to, or was there something that turned you off before you got that far?
For what I could see to the advantage of going into the boot camp and everything, it wasn't worth the money for me at the time.
Okay.
At the time, because I did do this back in 21. Okay. So it's been a couple of years. So,
and again, I saved this from back then because it was just a great example of a landing page. I did not take the masterclass, but Debbie, your insight is very valuable here because that lets us know if we're going to put out a masterclass like this, that we definitely want to bring tons of value up front and not make the entire masterclass an infomercial. And, right. And again, so many of those landing pages that you see on Facebook, and it's something and you click on it and it just tries to sell you, you know, 15 different ways. And again, if it's not something that you're really connecting with, you're going to eventually scroll on by. And I can't tell you how many times I've clicked on a landing page. And then in the comments, people will say, get to the point. You've said it the same way 20 times now. Just tell me what the end is. You know, how much does this cost, or is this for me, or whatever. What I liked about hers is this one isn't that incredibly long.
Yes.
So when you go to the top, again, she has what we call the top of the fold, where you know what it's about. You know the who, what, when, and where. It's a 45-minute class. It's for building a follow-worthy blog that makes $5,000 per month, even if you're starting from scratch. So you know that's what it's all about. So then when you scroll down, you know, again, just one line giving her some kudos. Then she wants to tell you why blogging is important. Because again, if what you have to offer, if your readers don't think it's important, they're not going to go any further. So now she wants to tell you why it's important. Okay. Then from there, she's telling you that you're going to get something out of this class. It's not just full of fluff. And then from there, she's telling you to sit back and get relaxed. And these are the actual topics that she's going to cover. And then from there, see, you get your bonus. This is your upsell, your bonus. And then her testimonials. Okay. And then clear the bottom, she talks a little bit about her and how this changed her life and you know, inside the masterclass, everything that you're going to learn. And then finally, her call to action again is, are you ready? Go ahead and save my seat. So this is very well done as far as how it's laid out. And it doesn't drag you on and on and on. I've had some landing pages that you just keep scrolling and scrolling and you're thinking, I'm never going to get to the end of this thing. And so oftentimes, depending on what we have going on in our lives at the time, we abort the whole thing. We go, I don't have time for this today. I'll save it. I'll save the URL because I'm kind of interested. And how many of us don't even remember where we saved it? Then later we're like, yeah, I remember seeing something about that, but I don't know what I did with it. So anyway, this one is very well done. I feel bad that her whole masterclass ended up being an infomercial. She could have done herself a little more service because this is her free one. And remember, we talked about free at the top of your funnel. It's a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. Well, if she didn't give you the opportunity to know, like, and trust her, you probably were not going to click through just because she was upselling. And if you felt like her masterclass, and again, I didn't take the masterclass, so Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but if she made you feel like it was more about her selling her wares than it was about you getting started blogging, you probably didn't feel like you wanted to tap through.
Exactly. And the other key thing I would say is that after a while going through some of these classes that people are offering, you soon find that they all are saying the same thing, but in different words. And I soon realized that I needed to stop wasting my time watching these, because it really turns out where it's not a good use of my time, because I at that point started getting more information from your classes, and where you weren't upselling me. So there are people out there, I'm sure, that provide lots of information and concrete information, but those are the excuse me, those are the ones like John Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
even Carey. So you have to really, when you're looking at things like this, you know, for me now, I don't even open them. I delete them because they give me enough message in my email line to let me know that yay or nay. So, that's my opinion.
Debbie, I get it. I understand completely. And I think what happens, and if I can kind of maybe paraphrase what you're saying and make it personal for me, is that I think sometimes I can get spread too thin and listening to too many coaches because everyone has their own little twist or their way of doing things. And then after a while, I get so overwhelmed with all the different options that I don't do anything. Because right. I'm like, should I do it this way or should I do it that way? And so, and at the end of the day, and here's what I want everyone here to realize. At the end of the day, you're going to tap through on the person that you feel has your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
That's who you're going to tap through, whether it's a free one, whether it's a $97 one, whatever your price point is. They have to get to know, like, and trust you first. And the only way for them to get to know, like, and trust you is for you to put yourself out there. And so now, part of this class, what we're learning is how can we put ourselves out there without turning someone off, without making them feel like all we're doing is try to put money in our pocket. How can we make them know that we're there to serve them, to help them, to make them the hero, and we're just the guide?
Yeah.
And that's the position we want to put ourselves in. And so now you have to have a way to do that. But I think her layout on this one is good. It didn't go on forever. I like that part about it, that it didn't just go on forever and ever and ever. So let me see if I can click on another one.
Kathy, can I say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
You know how you're always talking about picking your lane? And how mm-hmm. many lanes you have,
mm-hmm.
you can take that statement and actually use it when you find that you're spreading yourself thin. Stick with what you've got, the best that is helping you, and stop, you know, circling through all this other stuff, because you're just wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Sometimes we try to be all things to all people, and sometimes that then spreads us a little too thin. So yes, I get that. This is a second example. Now, this one, he has the company name right at the top, and the two guys that are in this one, it's right at the very top. Then you'll notice in a banner, he has 95% off limited time. Well, that catches your attention because you're thinking, if this is something I'm kind of interested in, it's 95% off if I'm going to buy. And again, he's giving you that scarcity a little bit because you don't know how long that 95% off is going to last. See? So now when you get into it, the topics, I'm not endorsing any topics here. I'm just showing you examples of landing pages. So these are 12 clearing techniques to unlock the hidden secret to unstoppable attraction and infinite abundance. And so does that tell everybody what he's selling? I don't really know what that means exactly. But he does have a video. And so here is a good point on this landing page. You get to hear his voice and you get to decide whether you like him, because we all kind of make immediate judgments on, I kind of like that person, or I really don't like that guy very well. He is putting himself, and again, you have to see somebody, hear somebody, know what they believe in, know how they're going to impart their information to you as to whether you want to spend however long with them. Maybe it's a 12-week masterclass. Do I want to spend 12 weeks with this guy? I don't know. So this is good. He put a video right up front. You see that? So it's good to put a video on your landing page so that folks get to hear you. Then he starts talking about what it's all about. And they're talking about all, you know, you can become empowered, inspired, limitless, awakened. It's a power of belief clearing. And he's a certified practitioner. So he's giving himself some credibility there. So anyway, it goes through all the different things that he's talking about. And I got to move our faces a little bit more. And I like how he put these arrows here, because it makes you kind of stop and read these, and you see they're in a different color. And so that kind of brings, because again, all of this black type, a lot of times we don't read all that. But now you can see, and I probably would have made this a different color too, because now you can see, okay, it's all online. I can start at any time. I can do this in 1 week or 3 weeks. And look, he's slashed the price from $497 down to $39. Now, this could be a very first base offer. You know why? I can afford $39. I probably spend $39 when I go out to dinner, you know, on a Friday night. So I could spend $39. I might not spend $497, but I could spend $39. There's no registration deadline, full refund available within 60 days. So I'm thinking, you know what? This is very little risk to me. So if this were something that I might be interested in, I would probably click on this if I liked his video, because I have very little risk involved. It's $39. It's fully refundable. There's no deadlines. It's all online. I don't have to, you know, tap into a particular class. Now, keep in mind, look what he's doing here. Whatever you're tapping into on this, if you decided to buy this, would be evergreen. Now, for those of you to know what that means, he's not showing up on a Zoom class like we are here today. This is all pre-recorded, because he says you can start anytime. Well, if you can start anytime, that means he's just going to send you a link. Now, he may, depending on his platform, he may have a link where you have to do the first video before you can tap into the second. You know what I mean? It could be that he feeds it to you once a week. But he says your shortest completion time is in 1 week, but 3 weeks of study is recommended. So my guess is he doesn't even have a time frame to feed you the links. There are platforms out there that it will drop. If somebody signs up for your Evergreen program, it'll drop the URL like every Monday, and they can't work forward because they have to wait for the following Monday to get the next link. Does not sound like that's what this is, because he said you could complete it in 1 week. So it could be that he just gives you the whole program when you sign up for the $39. Here it is. Go through it or don't go through it. But there's the $39. Now, how many $39 does he need? You know what I'm saying? You see how easy this is, if this is going to be one of yours. I mean, if he put that out on an advertisement, 100 people signed up, he'd make $4,000. On a $39 evergreen video that he made one time. Okay. So this is really a pretty good landing page. Now here he then talks about the instructors. So now he gives all of their credentials. See, so it's helping you show that they have, you know, he's showing you that they have credibility. Then he tells you, oh, here it is, 12 video lessons of one-on-one style instructions. So now you know you're going to get 12 videos, and there is a certificate. So now for my $39, I can get certified. Wonder if this is a topic that I'd like to coach on. This would be a great opportunity for $39 for me to go through the 12 videos and to get certified. And then he goes in all the way down here on what it is. This isn't the only thing that I probably don't particularly care about. Is what is belief clearing? I probably would have liked to have learned what that was about earlier in the landing page, to know whether it's something that I was interested in pursuing. And then he talks about why is it so effective. And see, again, he's got these great arrows here, common signs that you're in need of it. I don't know that he sold me on what it was and that I needed it. I think he brought me the prices too soon in this landing page. That's just my opinion. And then it goes in here, what is the result of practicing it? And again, I love his arrows because it draws your eye to read. It's like bullet points. People will read bullet points and arrows like this before they'll just read big paragraphs. And so then he then shows what you're getting, you know, it's all online course and what's included. And now you get all the different things that's included and what will you learn? And I understand this at the bottom, but what it was about, I think I would have preferred that to be a little further up in the actual funnel. But see, and then here there's a sample of the certification. So it's pretty well done. And then at the bottom again, you get enroll today and save, and there's the 100% money back guarantee, and click here to get access. And then he's got a Q&A. And this is kind of a nice feature, is his Q&A. A lot of people would stop at this point. They go, okay, I have all the information I need. But if you're really, really interested, sometimes you do have questions, and this is where you can answer some of those questions. So here's the Q&A, like, what does it mean? You know, how long does it take? What do I need to do to get certified? And then again, his call to action all over again. And then down here is his copyright, and he has his privacy policy, his terms and conditions, and a contact page right here at the bottom. So all of this can also be in your footer. Again, this landing page could simply be a page on your website. You don't have to have some fancy funnel. You just have to have a way. If you click here to get instant access, my guess is it's going to go to some signup sheet where you have to enter your name, you know, or maybe even open an account to get in. Like for me, if I were doing a landing page like this, I would have them to click to get instant access. I would have them to click, and it would take them over to Teachable, because my Teachable platform is where all my courses are, and it's already got the pay source already built right into Teachable. So I would just put my Teachable link of whatever course I was promoting, the landing page for, that's the link I would put under this particular banner. So likes, dislikes, what are your thoughts on this one? Anyone?
Kathy, as you were talking about, you know, how you thought he was misleading you. I think he realized that if he put it was about belief cleaning at the very front, he would lose people. So he was realizing that was a subject that not everybody would jump into.
Well, I'm not sure, though, that I would have clicked through for $39 until I read what it was all about.
No, you wouldn't, because you're a smart consumer.
You think people might click through and then go, oh, this isn't what I was thinking?
I think some people would, you know, but part of me, as you were going, he was going through this and you were going through what he said, was he was trying to get you further on the hook before he really explained what it was.
Because when you read his topic here, master these 12 clearing techniques and unlock the hidden secret to unstoppable attraction and infinite abundance. And so I think that's going to catch a lot of people's attention. Like, right. Oh, I'm so broke all the time. How do I do that? And when it's, maybe you're right. Maybe when they scroll down far enough to see it's 39, they're like, I'm in. I got to figure out how to do this because I need that infinite abundance. So let me scroll down and click through on that. And again, you notice he's got the 95% off limited time. He's got that scarcity right at the top banner.
Right.
And again, that's to get people to say, oh, I better grab it before it goes away.
He did a lot of things right. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Thoughts, comments? What didn't you like about it? I really like that he's got the video front and center.
Yes, yes, I did too. And you don't want that to be long.
Correct. Now it's on Vimeo. You see here, this video is on Vimeo. It's not on YouTube. And do we all know why that's important?
Yep.
On Vimeo, at the end of his video, it'll bump you out to more of his free videos. If it's on YouTube, it'll bump you out to whatever you watched last. And take you away from his platform. Is there something you didn't like about it, Ruth? The way he has it.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that I thought he kind of did behind the scenes, what I want to say, I won't say passive aggressive, but, you know, like not being clear about what he was going to teach about or what his thing was.
Okay.
You know, but I also could see where he was trying to get people more on the hook before he let that out. But that just shows, too, that he doesn't trust his message.
That he was trying to get you to buy before he really spilled all the beans.
But then, I'm just doing devil's advocate in a lot of ways. But, you know, a lot of times on something like this, you do put click through to save your seat or buy now throughout your landing page.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't want as much and people want more. So there's pros and cons on that.
Yeah. And he did some of that. So as you come down, there's no buy now. There's no, you're still reading. A lot of people by this point would have bailed. Mm-hmm. You're still reading. And finally there.
He didn't have it anywhere else.
Well, we're this far down. If I scroll, look for the green, click here to get instant access. There's nothing up through here. There's nothing. I'm going backwards, backing back up. Nothing. You're a long way down.
So yeah. He did not have you click through, try to get you to click through before he explained his bleep clearing then.
Because
there's nowhere that you can until the very end.
Yeah, it's like, why is it so effective? Signs that you need it, results, what you get, included with the training, what will you learn, your certification, and it's clear after that that you get to click through. And then you've got your money back guarantee, and then click through again. And then questions and answers, and finally click through again. So his click throughs
We did find three.
Yeah, but they're clear almost at the bottom.
So he did give a ton of information before he gave you that option.
Yeah, but I'm not sure though that I would. Now he went to the price point long before he let you click through on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, let me see, right here. See, you only just went down a little bit and it told you, but there's no place to click through.
Though.
There's no place to click through here though.
Mm-mm. Would you suggest that he have one there?
Yes, I would suggest that he have one right under here. Because at some point, folks that already know the topic that maybe have been, because let's face it, oftentimes the reason something jumps off the page at us is because we've already been researching it. It's already something that we think, if I ever find a class on that, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes something like, I just read a book about that and I want to know more. Mm-hmm. So if I got down here and said, oh, this is exactly what we've been talking about and it's $39, I'm in, click.
Right. You want to have... For the people that already know or are already sold by what they've seen, give them that option. What I did on my sales page, I had a thing that like entered into the mind of my person. And I said, is this what's going on in your mind? And then I gave a button almost immediately that said, you had me at hello. I want to know more. And so then the other people were like, well, I don't have them at hello, so I need to tell them more and then offer buttons further down. So yeah, I think it can be helpful to have a button there. Although to Ruth's point, it makes it a little less salesy in that you're not trying to close right away. So, I mean, you just have to figure out the best way to present it.
And there's nothing wrong with doing a couple different versions of your landing page and see which one converts better.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ruth.
I was going to say, Linda, I just like you. You had me at hello.
I couldn't resist.
I like that too. Yeah, I like that too. That's very cool. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. All but he right. did a bunch of things right. You know, he made it scannable, like with the bolding and the short headlines, mm-hmm. and some of the changes in color, like the blue arrows and the blue headlines. It does. If you're interested in the topic, it invites you to keep scrolling and learn more about what's going on.
I don't know that I would read all this print. I would have maybe rather seen what is belief. I like the facsie that common signs. I like to see this because this is more of a bullet point style other than this paragraph where it's just a lot of reading.
Exactly. Bullets really do help.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's important to notice. That's, I think if I were busy, I might stop reading by the time I get to here.
For me, like I am so much a believer in mindset and the importance of what we say to ourselves and all those things. But I felt like the initial headline was too new agey and too buzzwordy and fluffy. I didn't really know like where they were going. And so I wasn't enticed and I was a little turned off because it wasn't clear to me what they were trying to sell me on.
So master these 12 clearing techniques and unlock the hidden secret to unstoppable attraction and infinite abundance. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Now, again, the fact that he's right here, if that even remotely appealed to me, I would probably immediately click and hear what he had to say.
Mm-hmm. The video is really important. And I agree with Ruth, you don't want it to be very long, but it's that moment to try to build a connection and hopefully it comes through. For me, I'm not impressed even by him in this video. I haven't heard him, so I haven't given him a chance, but he looks like a cross between a mobster and a car salesman. And I don't know what, he's got the necklace. I don't saw know. He's not doing it for me.
Well, and again, it's that whole new age thing, I think. You know, he's got the collarless shirt with the suit jacket on, with the, you know, with the necklace on. He's got the guitar in the background. I'm sure that was for effect. And down here, he's got something about something magic of believing. And so these are probably some of his books or whatever that he's got behind him here that you can see. Now, the one thing that I did kind of like about his background is that he doesn't come across like he's all that. Mm. He doesn't have this real polished looking bookcase, you know. He looks like he's a little bit of a hoarder, you know. He's got the papers over here. He's got, you know, stuff stuck in here. So I think that kind of makes him a little more relatable.
Mm-hmm. A little more real. He's not like hyper staged and fake in that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with you he looks like he could be the, you know, the Italian mob boss. He might be a lovely guy. So I apologize if I've offended.
Same here. I mean, I haven't given him a chance, but a video is so key, and it's a chance for your personality to shine through and begin to connect more than just mere words on a page. And I also agree with you, it's so many words. You know, this kind of can fall under the category of TLDR, too long, didn't read, you know?
Yep.
And you know, and so if you're intrigued and you wanna see all the possible benefits, then you will soak that up. But if it's not hitting you, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much scrolling by here.
And again, I agree with you. I didn't really know what his title meant because that's not a topic that I've ever researched before. And so once I got down to the price point, even if I would have liked this 95% off, that would have caught my attention. And then when I scrolled down to his price point, where he actually, I like this, to be empowered, inspired, limitless, awakened, that, you know, that would have, even if I didn't read all the writing, just reading the bullets. And then again, see here, this is more of bullet points. And then I like it all the way down to here because now he's telling you the price. The only thing I didn't get is what is it really? So only if I would have been attracted to the video would I probably have even scrolled on down to the instructors. Because when you read this, that he's an author of over 50 books, I'd say, well, good for you. Yeah, I'm glad you've authored 50 books. But, you know, as a consumer, our question is, what's in it for me? And that's what your consumers are asking when they're looking at your landing pages. They're asking themselves, well, what's in it for me? Good for you that you wrote 50 books, but what's in it for me? Now, I get why he put that there, because it's giving him some credibility. Like, oh, he's an author of 50 books. He knows something about his topic. Does that make sense? So you need to, but I'm not sure I would have put it right here. I might have put this more to the bottom.
Well, they're trying to build credibility.
Right. But I would have wanted to know next, after this $39 price point, I would have wanted to say, now, what exactly is this? That would have been my next question as a consumer. And then if I said, oh, I do like the topic, I do like the information, now the credibility factor would come in. Are these guys capable of teaching me this, or have, you know, if it's a topic that I've already been studying, you know, I might say, if there's no credibility, I might say, oh, I'm not going to take a chance because I've already been doing my research and I don't want an elementary level speech. I'm already intermediate, for example, on the topic. So anyway, that's just my thoughts. I like the fact that he talks about, you know, what all you're going to get in the exam and all of that. But yeah, anyway, any other comments?
One thing about that headline there, what is belief clearing? Besides the fact that we were wondering that since the top of the page, I think it's that could help with SEO, because if somebody typed in Google or whatever search engine, what is belief clearing, because Google may have that indexed, it may mm-hmm. bring that page up readily.
Absolutely. Because it says it's a modern technique based on extensive research. So that tells me that there's probably a community of folks out there that have this belief clearing topic.
Yeah. And like when you do a search and you scroll to the bottom of the page, there's often a box that says people also asked. Mm-hmm. And so just having an actual real life question on your page can be beneficial. And also, I think they had FAQs further down,
yes,
which is beneficial in that same way.
But look at where my cursor is over here. I'm still, when you look at this whole side of the page, and I don't know if you guys can see my cursor right now, you're still pretty close to the top. You've got all of this to go before you get to the bottom of that page. So I think that this one's a little too long. I don't know how he could have shortened it, because he had to educate people on what the topic was before he could get them to click through. So I don't know if he even could have shortened it. And I would be interested to know what type of a result he got off of this. And I really don't know. So any other likes or dislikes on this one? Debbie, how about you? Any likes or dislikes on this particular one?
I have to say that I agree with everything that's been said. But the first thing that came to my mind was that it was way too long. It would have been, I mean, I wonder, because a lot of times people will just look at the beginning, but then they'll scroll all the way down to the end and skip everything in the middle. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you have to have the same information that you have at the top, but put almost the same on the bottom to tie everything else up and get you there. Does that make sense?
Yep. Sandwich all the details in the middle. Then if somebody is interested, they can always go back and search out the actual details.
Right.
But to catch their interest. I see what you're saying there. Ruth, how about you? Any comments, thoughts on this one? The good, the bad? She might be multitasking. Oh, there she is.
I moved away. No, I think I said everything I wanted to say.
Okay. All right. Now,
There's an old saying with like old school sales letters, like especially those packets that used to come in the mail, you know, how long to make it. You say everything that you need to say and nothing more. And it can really vary from one topic or one sales promotion to another as to how much is right.
And again, don't be afraid to try different landing pages and see which one you get, you know, a better response.
Yeah.
Because what you think might work, you know, because again, when it's our own product, we have a tendency to maybe oversell it because, oh, well, my readers need to know this. Oh, and they need to know that. And so sometimes we do make it too long and they really don't need to know all that, but we think they do because we want them to know that. And so sometimes it's better to do a couple of different ones and then just kind of test them, test and measure and see which ones give you a good response. So does anyone on the call today have a landing page? So I think, Linda, I think you might. Do you have a landing page already for your product?
Yeah, I have one. It's a work in progress, but I'm happy to share it.
I would love to see it. Let me make you my co-host there so that you can share your screen.
I want to reduce my screen size so that I can go find my page.
And Ruth, while she's looking for that, do you still have your sales landing page from when you did your challenges? And Debbie, I don't think you've done a sales page yet, have you?
Oh, I need to go back here for 1 second. Here we go.
I find that as time goes on, I need to get that going.
Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, she just captured the pensive thing that I think so many of us are doing. And this is what's going on in their mind. Many people.
Yep.
And then has this been playing over and over in your mind? If so, you're not alone.
I like it.
And then just a quick introduction. No detail at all, but just who is behind this for a moment. Yeah. And a very quick overview of what the course is, a snapshot really. And then I mentioned that I've had many conversations. And then once again, like when you're doing a sales page, you don't want to bog things down. You don't know what to do in what order. So I thought in this version of the landing page or sales page, I am referring to the conversations, and then I thought, well, I could let them hyperlink and go down to where the stories are. And I used something called, I think, anchor points. And so it zooms to a different part of the page down at the bottom. And I have this woman looking wistfully into the distance. And then I have these little hourglasses for my bullet points with separate stories that are all real that I've heard from people. And so it's enough to possibly make the hair stand up on the back of your neck or at least get you thinking.
And I love the little hourglasses because it's time. Yeah. The sand is slipping through.
It really is. It really is. So I had some of those, and then I have the button, I need to take action, show me what to do next. And so they can actually return right to where they were when they jumped down here, or they could go all the way to the top. So the only thing I don't like about this, just being really candid, is that you have that little sliding feeling, but it is an effective way to hop around. So we'll see. So I referred to the conversations and people have told me they want help. And then I'd say you may be feeling overwhelmed, guilty, or just plain stuck. There is an answer. And then I discuss the quick start so that they start feeling like they have movement. And then the preserve, design, bestow portions.
I like the fact that you've got the different colored banners going across. That really helps break up the reading for me. And I like that. It doesn't feel like it's just one big page of type.
Yeah. You just feel like you're moving. And then I have some bolding and some underlining, some headlines. And it just kind of helps to lead your eye down the page. And then I have a benefit here. It was going to change your perspective and your attitude and change your legacy forever. And then, are you ready to come along? So this is another chance to do something. Mm-hmm. This is actually a button that takes you down to where the description of the offerings are. And now I have some bullet points on why this is a good thing, with a bold thing and a tiny bit of explanation underneath.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like that a lot with your check marks.
And then what do you get? What's included? Well, if you click this, you'll see what's included. Or if you just want to keep scrolling a little bit, we have the enrollment. And I'm not sure if I'm going to have a June group or not, but that's what it says right now. And then this is the three offerings. One is for a single person to go through it by themselves. One is to go with a significant other or your executor or your adult child or whomever. We're in this together. Enroll us now. And this is if someone wants to purchase an enrollment, I want to give this. And each one is a little blurb about why it's great to do it that way.
Very nice.
Thank you. And then this is what you get. And we could have hopped here, or we got here. Mm-hmm. And I have my little heart in a badge here, with all the things that you get when you enroll, what's included. Try to show the value. Join now and change your life. Sign me up. And then this is the stories down here. And as you had said, you know, at the bottom, I just have the copyright, how to contact me by email and privacy policy. But the nature of a sales page is you actually don't want to provide options for people to go other places. You don't want to give them your calendar or your blog to read articles. It's like, no, I'm telling you about the thing. I would like you to sign up, please.
Yes, you only want one call of action
on
every individual single landing page. You just want one call of action. And that's why when I'm talking about, like, for example, over the weekend, you gals may have seen my post where I did about the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, which is our scholarship program. And what I did is I went over to Teachable and I opened up my Teachable platform. Then I opened up just the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. And that is the URL that I put over into my social media, because when folks clicked on that, I didn't want to just send them to the Teachable in general, because then they're going to start scrolling through all the free meetups and all the different courses and all the different masterminds. And, you know, and again, that was too many calls to action. So what I did is I opened up just the initiative, and that's the URL that I put over my social media. So that way there was only one call, is to go to the initiative and see what it was about. And so you only want one call of action per landing page.
Yeah. A word that just popped into my mind, I'm going to write it down, is walled garden. So your sales page is really a walled garden, and that's, you just want them to stay there and linger and hopefully sign up.
Have a seat. Have a seat and join the conversation. I like that. Yes. So Ruth had to jump off. She has physical therapy today, so she had to jump off to get ready for that. Debbie, what are your thoughts about Linda's sales page?
I'm impressed, because right off the bat, she gives you the feeling of peace.
Yes.
And safe, very, very safe.
Mm.
And as you scroll down, again, even with the different color banners, again, you're still safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and any picture with the ocean in it is going to give you peace.
Yeah, very calming. And her colors are good. Her colors are really good.
Yeah, because they're soft. And sometimes people think they need to, and not to you, but when they're trying to do this, they want you to have bold colors so that it stands out, but they're hurting themselves. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Linda, your profile picture is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And I like the fact that your description, when you are introducing yourself, it's just one line. I mean, well, two lines. But the point is, it doesn't need to be 10 sentences long. This is to the point. And again, you're giving a person the sense that, again, this is a safe place. Mm-hmm. You are a person that they look at that picture and the description and they can trust you, and which is what you want to create.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
she's hit all the hot buttons when she talks about, you know, all the points that they need to pay attention to. And if they've ever been through it with any loved one, they already know, yeah, these are the points that I need to clear right. up in my own legacy. Yes.
And a lot of people, sometimes when they find the page, they don't quite know what they're looking for, but Linda has given them enough information to help them make a decision if they want to go forward with this. And I just think it's fabulous compared to the two examples that Kathy showed us.
And, you know, I have to agree with you, Debbie. Now that we've seen three in a row, with Linda's being one of the three, hers definitely is head and shoulders above the other two.
Oh, yeah. I would question, I mean, I know about the first one, and the second one, I know the guy because I have read The Secret and blah, blah, blah. But I'm still not sure if I would do the $39, because, you know, lots of times when you have $39, somebody will buy it and then never do anything with it.
My guess is a lot of people did that. I don't know about you, but I've got programs that I've purchased that I go, oh, that's a great price. The price is going to go, I'm going to grab it. And then, you know, it gets buried in the stack. And next thing you know, I've forgotten all about it. And then I run across my folder when I'm cleaning out a drawer or something. And I go, I don't think I ever went through that.
How true. I can affirm that.
Yep. But I get it.
I love it. It happens a lot. Your feedback is so valuable. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, it comes from iteration. You know, I've had previous iterations, and this is, I feel like I'm getting closer to where I need to be. I wanted to capture what may be going on in somebody's mind, in their heart. And I wanted the image and the words that they saw first thing to kind of grab them, like where they are, and have them say, wait a minute, this person gets me, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's worth scrolling some more, I think.
Well, yeah. Here's what I've noticed is that you've made yourself the guide and you've made them the hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when Good. The one right before yours, when we looked at it, he almost was the hero. He almost was like, here's my video, here's who I am, here's my credentials, here's all about me. And he said, and I'm going to teach you, you know, like I know, and I'm going to teach you all of these great points. And with yours right away, because it's not you at the top of the fold, and it is this lovely picture of this girl looking out over the ocean, it automatically puts me in her shoes and makes you the guide and makes me the viewer, the hero. And, yeah. and even the way you've written this, you know how as you get a bit older, you start to think, I really should put together my final wish. See, it's you're in my head. See, you're already in my head. So you're making me the hero. Like, I need to do this. I need to take care of this. So I love that. You've got the right flavor on that all the way through.
And the one extra thing I'll say in conjunction with what you're saying, Kathy, is that you're bringing a very important part of life up front and center.
Yeah.
And if you've, you know, in the past, people think about, oh, what have you done? But, you know, you've never done anything. This one gives you a gentle nudge as to you really better think about this, because it's a lot more important than you have thought about in the past.
Well, and one thing I want to say too is that it's been a taboo subject in the past. This is stuff that you just didn't talk about to grandma and grandpa. And so oftentimes, once they passed, you had no idea where to start. And there was no one to ask. Because by the time you became the matriarch of the family and everybody else was gone ahead of you, and now you had to figure it out, you're like, why couldn't I have talked to somebody about this before now? And now I've got to roll up my sleeves and figure it all out the hard way. And so I think what this also does is it gives us permission to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And Debbie, it was so wonderful when you said you had the feeling of peace and safety, because this is taboo, overwhelming, concerning, scary, and pick a word, because there's so many that could apply. And I wanted to give people that feeling, like, it doesn't have to be scary and you don't have to go into uncharted territory. There is help and it is important and we can do it together. They and me and they and the other members. Mm-hmm. We can take this journey together. Yeah.
Now, does it say anywhere, again, because we just scroll down through it, in what format are you delivering your deliverables? Is it in a mastermind, a masterclass? Is it in several meetings? Is it on Zoom? Do you give away that anywhere in the sales page? Yeah.
Where the little heart-shaped shields were. So there are weekly video lessons that drop. Okay. Where I'm explaining some things, and there's a weekly group call via Zoom.
Okay.
That's the primary. And then in the lessons that drop in the members area, there are fillable PDFs where they can capture their personal information. And the great thing about that, several great things. One is it's legible when they type it on their screen. Another is I never see it. It's a form that they put on their computer and it's wholly in their custody and I never see their personal information, but also they can drag and drop it to a secure portal for their attorney, their financial planner, their insurance agent, or whomever the professional is that they need to work with. They can drag and drop that form securely and get that information to that advisor.
Now, does it say that on your sales page?
Yeah.
Scroll down and let's take a look at that, because we were oohing and on about how nice it looked, and I don't know that we read the whole fine print there.
Heck, you wouldn't have had time. Okay, so I just have to move us out of the way here. There we go. So 12 weeks, step by step, lessons on video, small manageable steps, personal coaching session, weekly live group sessions, private online community with loads of support, unlimited replays, fillable and printable guide sheets. So if somebody's old school, they can print it on paper and write it, but it's not as drag and drop and it's not going to be as legible, but we can appeal to all levels of tech savviness that way. I give them a free password manager. Yeah, Debbie.
Before you go any further, I have a question. You put on their private online community with loads of support. Wouldn't it sound better, if it said online community with unlimited support?
That's a pretty tall promise.
Oh, okay. I guess I guess I was looking to see if it was the difference between loads of and unlimited is what I'm wondering. So, you know, just.
Yeah, it depends on somebody's, what they think in their mind, what unlimited means. They might think that they can just constantly be in there asking questions. And if you've got very many of those, it would take up all your time just trying to keep them answered. I think I'm going to go with Linda on this one on loads of support. Unlimited tells me that I could, you know, ask 50 questions a day.
And expect me to answer like 24/7. They send a message at 11 p.m. and I'm supposed to be there, kind of like a suicide hotline or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I understand. Thank you. Actually, thank you very much for explaining the option now, of the two words.
Again, I'm trying to enter the conversation in the heads of the folks that are reading this. And what if I'm older? I'm now the matriarch of the family. I now think, oh my gosh, I remember this was such a mess when my parents passed, but I don't feel that I'm tech savvy at all. Is there a way that you can make me feel more comfortable when I think, oh my gosh, I've got these fillable and printable guide sheets and, you know, and password manager, heck, I don't even know what my password is, to let alone manage it. And, I'm just wondering if there's some phraseology, a word or two or a sentence or two, that would make someone totally outside of the techie realm feel comfortable tapping through on this.
Yeah. I mean, I may need to come up with a phrase or two to reassure that the tech is user friendly. I'll experiment with ways of phrasing that, because it is actually very user friendly. When a person enrolls, they're ushered into the beginning, the main page of the member area online, and there's a nice welcome message. And then as the weekly things drop, they see videos on the screen, and below it are like blue hyperlinks, you know, to download the actual forms. And so it downloads directly onto their computer, and then they have the option of either printing it on paper or filling in the you know, grayed out, blued out boxes where you would type text, you know.
Do you have an ability for someone like Kathy was describing, an example of John and, you know, him filling in the blanks?
Okay. So are you saying maybe do like a 30-second like demo video of what it looks like when you're filling out one of the forms? Or
yeah, that would probably be helpful. Video? How many times have you wished you could watch somebody, you know, log in, or someone to fill out a form, instead of visualizing it, or, you know, showing it, and that they can see and go back to it, you know, as many times as they need to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have the heart of a teacher, so like that's totally in alignment with the way I roll, and creating a demo video is just not a problem at all for me. And I know how to walk things through, explain it verbally, if it was longer, I could do timestamps or whatever. Absolutely.
Okay. And even just a phrase or two right here, and this is just something like, hey, if you watch YouTube or TikTok, you can do this.
Oh, you know? Gotcha.
Because then they're like, oh, I watch TikTok and YouTube all the time. Okay, I can do it. You know, it's exactly. Just something to make them feel comfortable, you know, spending the, because you want, again, at this point, you want them to be comfortable spending the money with you. And if they think, oh, I wonder if I get in there and it's so confusing, I can't do it. I mean, I tried to apply for Social Security and couldn't even figure out that website. How in the world am I going to do this?
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually very good. And I feel like I really have made it very easy, the way they're like ushered into the user area and all of that. But I'll put some phrasing in there to make it a little bit more reassuring, because I can help people who are 28, but a lot of people aren't really thinking about these things until they've waited way too long, and they're our age or older. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They're 58 instead of 28. And some of them, I mean, I still have some folks in those age ranges in their late 50s, 60s, 70s that they don't even have a smartphone. They're still, you know, they're still working on the, on the flip phone, or, you know, they're like, I don't know any of that newfangled stuff. But then again, you've got a ton of folks that they have at least upgraded to a smartphone, and they do watch TikTok or YouTube videos. They have, or even on Facebook, you know, they'll see a video. And so I think it just has to reassure them that, you know, this is not going to be a complicated, you know, online program that you're not going to know how to do. This is going to be something easy. Now, let me ask you this. Is it also mobile friendly?
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah. Okay. I might put something like that in there too. Like, hey, you can do this on your laptop, desktop, or even on your phone. So just a couple of things to try to kind of hit all of those points on somebody that feels like it's going to be over their head.
Linda?
Yeah.
Talking about the demo and that, I would put it right there with that statement. Fillable and printable guide sheets, so that when they read that, they will know that you're thinking, and give them the information that you're providing this for them, so they won't look at it and say, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Even if you say something cutie, like, you know, watching YouTube what was the other one?
TikTok.
And Kathy, what were you just talking about?
What, as far as
mobile?
Yeah, mobile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely put that information in there too. Because lots of times people, they're on their phone more than they are on their laptop. And but here's my question. So many times when you have a program, maybe something like this on your phone, it doesn't always give you the same options that you have on the website that you don't get on your phone. So in other words, in order to do something, you have to go to the website to do it. Like, say, you know, fill in the paperwork. You know, can you fill out the form on a phone? Or are you going to have to go to the computer?
Yeah. I haven't actually tried it. You could definitely download it on your phone, but I haven't tried filling it out on the phone.
Okay.
So I'll explore that.
The only thing I think that Debbie and I are talking about is you don't want your consumer to feel frustrated in any way.
Right.
Once they spend the money, you want it to be user-friendly. And I'm constantly following through on my buttons and what works and what downloads and what doesn't. And I know you are too, Linda, is to make sure everything works, because there's nothing more frustrating than to try to do something and it doesn't work. And right. And then you just feel like, what kind of an outfit is this that they haven't checked their own? But I'm guilty. I've had a couple before that didn't work, and I am so grateful for the truth tellers in my life that would, you know, go over to instant message or my text or whatever and say, Kathy, your button's not working, you know. And I remember one of my business coaches, she had cut and pasted a whole sales page like this, a landing page, and she forgot to edit a paragraph. And you could tell for lack of a better word. You could tell who she stole it from.
Oh.
And she put it out there. And oh. I immediately sent her an instant message and said, you got a little section that didn't get updated. And she was like horrified. She's like, oh my God, Kathy, thank you for catching that. And because I'm constantly on Facebook, you know, interacting with a lot of these folks, I caught it before it was out there more than maybe 20 minutes. And she was able to fix it before too many people saw it.
Oh my gosh.
So it's nice to have those truth tellers in your life that can kind of come alongside and go, hey, you might want to, you know, your slip is showing.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Funny. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I love it. Linda, thank you so much for sharing. I'll let you unshare now. And I think we're going to go ahead and close. But this has been a great conversation. And I'm really hoping that we've all learned a lot. I know I have. Again, Ruth had to jump off and get ready for her physical therapy appointment. But I've learned a lot. And again, I'm going to be doing my landing pages right in my website. And I've learned now that I can do a hidden page. I can actually create a page for my website. And then it says, do you want it to show in your actual index? And I can say no. And it's a hit. Mm-hmm. So only if I advertise that URL can anyone even find it. And so that's how I'm going to be creating my sales page, my landing pages, is right in my website. And then just using that URL when I advertise mm-hmm. them. So I love it. Any big aha moments? I think my big aha for today is less is more is my big aha for today. Anyone else?
I agree.
Yeah, know your audience, know who you're seeking to serve so you can speak directly to them with whatever you put out.
Yeah. You kind of have to almost put yourself in their shoes and think, if I were reading this, what question would I have? What fear would I have? What would stop me from clicking through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, this was so good seeing those other examples, and you can always learn from a great idea or something not executed as well as it could be. There's always learning.
Oh yeah.
I love it, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all your feedback. I appreciate it.
Yes. And thank you for being with us today. I love it. Tonight we have Fit as a Fiddle at 6:00. Tomorrow night is the ins and outs of opening a short-term rental of any sort. So join in if you'd like. And if not, Debbie, you're up front and center on Friday at 10:00.
Yep. And it's the last one, I think.
Yes. I love it.
Thanks.
All right. We'll see everyone later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.